KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
South Africa is gearing up to face one of its rivals in what's promised to be a nail-biting rugby match. The Boks play against England in their end-of-year tour this evening. Newswatch's Fahida Crouch has more.
South Africa meets England in an Autumn Nations Series contest that sees 12 changes to the side visiting Twickenham tonight. World Cup winners Eben Etzebeth, prop Oxenchair and hooker Bonga Bonambi are the only players in the Springbok side to have kept their place from last week's starting 15. With that, coach Rassie Rasmus has opted for a 5-3 split on his replacement bench and says the aim is to build experience and versatility in the squad as a contingency.
Trying to create depth, but quality and depth, and also experience that if we get two or three injuries, all of a sudden that the third guy is not totally new to the system and knows our system. We're also trying to get versatile players who can cover more than one position.
And the Bok mentor added that these changes serves as a means to combat fatigue with the short turnaround time from last week's 32-15 win against Scotland.
Now, 6-day turnaround is in the England week, so for us to make sure we can handle their kicking game, which seems to be something that they really fall back on, that will certainly have a heavy toll on our backs. That's where we went with a 5-3 split, and then hopefully our forwards are fresh from not laying all of them 80 minutes except Eben Etzebeth.
Today's match kicks off at 7:40 tonight. Fahida Crouch, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Over 120 people have been left without homes after a fire broke out in an informal settlement south of Durban. The city's disaster team responded to the incident in Mangaung informal settlement yesterday. Newswatch's Xelumusa Zulu reports.
At least 80 structures were destroyed yesterday afternoon in a blaze that's left 129 shack dwellers, including children, homeless. Disaster teams say they worked throughout the night to assist those in the settlement, which falls under Ward 32. A tent has been erected to temporarily shelter the distraught community. City officials and NPOs are currently providing aid to those affected. No injuries were reported and the cause of the fire is being investigated. Xelumusa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
A new airstrike has hit the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital of Beirut. It's shortly after the Israeli army issued a new call to evacuate the area. Since Tuesday, Israel has carried out several strikes on the stronghold of Hezbollah. Overnight, Hezbollah also claimed two rocket attacks targeting the headquarters of an infantry battalion in northern Israel. Back home, there's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms in central and western KZN today that could lead to heavy rains, hail, strong winds and excessive lightning. A yellow level 1 alert has been issued for severe thunderstorms in the northwest of the province tomorrow. Durban and Kokstad will reach a high of 25 degrees, Ulundi and Newcastle 30, Pietermaritzburg and Underberg 26, Richards Bay 28, Ladysmith 32, Moy River 29 and 24 for Margate. There's 2-metre high sea swells in Durban with sunrise at 10 to 5. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.